Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. We do appreciate it. Mel Pearson is in our studio, all set to go. And good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, Dirk. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, it's a good and bad weekend in that we won on Friday night. We lost a tough one on Saturday night. I'm still feeling empty from that Saturday night, and I know a lot of the fans did too. It was such a great game, I thought, played by the Huskies. Just couldn't come away with the win, but that's sometimes the way the cookie crumbles in the game of hockey.
Well, it does, and there's going to be nights where we play extremely well and we don't get the results we want, and I thought Saturday might have been the best all-around game we played. We did a lot of good things in the game, and just came up a little short. And you're right, the way we lost the game, the manner in which we lost it, and the timing of it late in the game, and after we had played a real good third period. You know, we had 18 shots on goal in the third period, probably possession time, in zone time, shots on goal, attempted shots on goal, anywhere you measure it, grade A scoring chances. It's one of our best periods this year, and to come away with a loss, we put ourselves in a position to have a great weekend, a really good weekend, and to move up in the standings. So that it's tough to take. It's tough to take, but I give Ferris a lot of credit. They did what they needed to do. They got outstanding goaltending. One of the keys to winning on the road is you have to get great goaltending, and you have to score on their opportunities. And I thought they did that. They had a good recipe for a good road game. But a little empty feeling. But it's going to be this league, when you look around and see the scores, and it's going to be a tough league every night. And it's going to be, the teams are really going to be compacted. So it'll be interesting, right down to that final weekend.
Coach, you take away some of the injuries that we have here right now. Do you think this team is just going to take a little longer to gel compared to last? Because everybody, you can't help it. You can't blame people. Everybody wants to compare right away to last year's start 10-0, and
sure,
which is, for the most part, unrealistic to expect that. But do you think it's just going to take a little longer for this group of guys to gel?
Well, I think it will, and you never know when that's going to quite gel or kick in. Anytime you could lose one player off your team, the following year it's you have to start all over. You start new, similar to Minnesota State. They get off to a rough start this year, and they're starting to find their stride now. But no question, the chemistry, what you did last year was last year. You have to come back and do it all over again. And we do have some injuries to some key people, but let's not use that as an excuse. But some guys still haven't found their game yet who played pretty well last year. So you get some complacency. A lot of things happen. So, we just have to make sure we stay the course, because I like this team, and we'll be fine. It's not necessarily how you start. You want to get off to a good start. You want to get some points early. But the finish is going to be real important this year. So we have to make sure that we see the whole picture, not just a little piece of it, because, like I said, it's going to be a very competitive year. But I like our team. Once we get Dylan Steyman back in the middle, he's such a critical piece. He played against other teams' top centers all year last year, critical on PK, face-offs, whatnot. So, and obviously we didn't have Patan on Saturday. When you get in those tight games, Alex Patan's good for at least one point or one goal or a few scoring chances, mm-hmm, which can be the difference in the game. So there's a lot of things going on the team, and a lot of good competition we're trying to get everybody into this year, so early, so we can evaluate, see where we're at. To this point, everybody has played.
I was going to say, you've gotten everybody in.
Everybody's played, except obviously Devin and Matt Winches, right, backing up Philly. So, which is a good thing for us. It gives us an idea where everybody's at, what they can do, get their feet wet. So We like this team. Our staff really likes this team. We see it every day in practice. Are we getting the results we want right now? No, but you know, we knew we weren't going to go 10-0 again this year. It's just not going to happen. For one, we're not going to sneak up on anybody either. Mm-hmm. And you know, the games we played are against teams who have improved. You know, Ferris is a good team. Ferris is the only team, only one of two teams in our league to finish in the final five of our league the last 2 years. You know, not too far removed from a final game, NCAA championship game about 5 years, 4 years ago. So they do a good job. They're a good hockey team. I'm glad we're done with them, to tell you the truth. I'm really glad that we're done with them. So they're going to be right there at the end. And then Northern's a rivalry series. So, but yeah, when you look at the schedule, there's no weekends off. There's no, you know, team that you, it's an automatic win. You know, you can look at some schedules and see some things here or there, but not this year. You know, Alabama Huntsville's much improved. Anchorage, who didn't make the playoffs last year, is much improved. You know, Lake State, they really like their team, and they'll have a tough weekend. So, we knew we weren't going to get off the 10-0 start.
I have not had a chance. Oh, I have looked a little bit. I know all of the stat people so far. I have not gotten any word from them. The last time Michigan Tech hockey has played a game without a penalty, as we did on Friday.
Yeah, that was odd. And someone asked me, maybe you might have asked me if I can remember the last time, and I really can't. Mm-hmm. But I thought they did a good job. You know, I had some questions regarding the refereeing, but you know, if you walk out of the rink and you don't even think about the refereeing, you know, that's good. And I didn't at all, you know, especially the first night. And, you know, when you look back at the second night, you can say the same thing. But, yeah, that was crazy. No penalties. And I thought both teams played hard. You know, there might have been some little calls here and there, but they really didn't have any influence on the game. And that's what I like. You know, it's not like you're disrupting a scoring chance or any a major infraction, and I thought it was a well-played game and a well-ref game on Friday.
Well, Coach, a lot of scoring in the first game on Friday night, so let's get to it. What were your thoughts on the start for the Huskies on Friday night?
Well, I thought we got off to a good start. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought we really pushed the pace, were aggressive, got pucks behind their defense, and created you know, a couple of good scoring opportunities. They had a couple there too, but I thought we were ready to play. I really did, and you know, it showed up until the bad break. Yeah, I mean, we've seen that over the years since I've been back. And, you know, I've heard that that door has always been an issue. And for some reason, I don't know why we just don't switch ends, because, you know, that puck, Jamie was going out to play the puck behind the net. They shot it in pretty hard, and it caught that Zamboni door, a little seam in there, and it kicked right out in the slot between the hash marks. And that's one goal anybody could have put in.
Shemp up the right wing will fire it inside the machine. Takes a watch out, an open net score. Oh, what a horrible, horrible bounce off the boards for the Huskies as it was dumped in on the wraparound. It hit a partition or something, came right back out, and then Jamie Phillips went behind the goal to play it wide open goal as it was dumped in there. And putting it in will be Van Wormer.
Well, it was not a partition. I thought it was below the glass line, but just the way it hopped out there, I thought I must have been seeing things. I thought there's no way that right. came off the boards that way, but it did.
Well, it was strange. I mean, especially because how hard the puck was shot in. Like, usually if it's a medium, you know, it's going not real hard, but, you know, an average speed. But this, I can't believe how hard it hit and bounced right out like that. I mean, it's like a pool shot. You couldn't bank it off any better. I mean, right out front of the net. And then, you know, we're going to have to be careful. We're going to have to tell Jamie now to, you know, think twice about going behind. Well, it does. And I remember Joe Louis-Arena. Everybody said, oh, when we do this, maybe we'll put the Zamboni door behind the net. But I've seen in Joe Louis-Arena when we played there that hits that Zamboni door right behind the net and kicks right out too. Mm. So, can't win for losing on that, Dirk.
All right, so it's 1-0 Michigan.
The thing is, I've never seen it happen for us in the second period. You know, right. It's just, I've never seen it happen for advantage to our team when we're actually going that way and shooting at that net. So maybe it's coming.
And a lot of people after the game were asking, well, why Jamie should be staying in the net? I said, no, if that's below the glass line, he's got to go back there, right?
Yeah, go back, stop it, set it up for your defense, or move the puck yourself, break it out. And he's become much better at that. We hope he continues. But, you know, what can you do? That's a couple we've had this year. Went behind the net in Northern and got caught back there, too.
1-0. Jared Van Wormer gets the goal. Kyle Shemp and O'Rourke get the assist. A gimme for the Ferris State Bulldogs at the 8:17 mark of the period. 10:51, they score again off of Matt Robertson.
Gerald Mayhew coming back defensively for the Bulldogs. Now here's a shot on.